Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast. Today, I'm going to be speaking to Dimension Data and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise about HPE's GreenLake solution. And to do that, I'd like to welcome HPE Head of Sales and Channel, Sandile Dubé, to the podcast, as well as Dimension Data Eastern Cape Regional Head of Solutions, Quintus Woolman. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for making the time today.
Thank you, Duncan. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Duncan. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you. Sandile, let's get right down to business. Let me start with the obvious question. What is HPE GreenLake and who's it targeted at?
Firstly, who is it targeted at? I think GreenLake is really targeted at a whole range of customers from small, medium to large enterprises. In a nutshell, HPE GreenLake is really a private cloud instance. With HPE GreenLake, we're able to drive infrastructure capacity in a as-a-service model. We deploy that infrastructure as and when required, and customers have got the ability to decide as to where that infrastructure should be hosted. Thanks.
Great. And I see that HPE describes GreenLake as, quote, the cloud that comes to you. What does that mean exactly?
It's really around the flexibility of having to make the decision as an end client as to whether or not you want those workloads to be hosted on-premise or you want them to be hosted at a data center of your choice, and which workloads you want to be host at in which platform or in a platform of your choosing as well.
Understood. Okay, so I see that Antonio Neri, who's the president and chief executive officer of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, said a few years back that the move to, quote, everything as a service is a core part of HPE's strategy. In fact, HPE is positioning itself as the as-a-service company. What's driving that, Sandile, and what do your customers need to know about what the strategy means for them?
Absolutely, Duncan. I think we've been quite bold and announced to the market that by 2022, we'll be able to provide all our solutions in a consumption-based model. This is really driven by the fact that since 2019, IT budgets have been spent on the as-a-service solutions rather than the traditional outright purchase. Secondly, for a number of economic reasons, clients are under pressure to scale the operations on demand and only pay for what they use. Lastly, the economic and financial impact of the pandemic has had a significant impact to businesses. And at the same time, that has also heightened the need for consumption-based models. Analysts talk about a three-year recovery timeframe. However, more and more businesses are looking towards IT to help maintain their sustainability, as well as help retain their relevance in the market within which they operate.
Well, GreenLake specifically, I know you've probably answered a portion of this question already, but where is it positioned exactly in the market? I'm thinking particularly here in relation to hyperscale cloud providers like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure. Do you work with those guys or are they competitors to you?
I think we complement each other. To a small degree, we do compete. However, in a large degree, we complement our offering, really driven by the fact that we're seeing quite a number of customers really embarking on a hybrid cloud journey, comprising both public and private cloud instances. And I think there's an appreciation that certain workloads cannot be hosted on a public platform, thereby creating an opportunity for our offering to complement that of the hyperscalers for the workloads that have to remain on-prem for specific reasons. This model also enables customers to consume the infrastructure in a way that they prefer and not really limited to what they cannot fundamentally control in terms of the cloud workloads.
So what are some of the driving forces at play here? Particularly, I think I'm thinking in the South African context. I know that some companies are actually looking to move their data back from the cloud to some sort of, or the public cloud anyway, to some sort of on-premises environment. What's driving that? And what are some of the conversations you're having with your clients here in South Africa regarding the debate about public versus private versus hybrid?
I think in my humble opinion, Duncan, is really driven by the what I call the three C's, compliance, cost, and control. Also, you might think compliance, look at compliance as sovereignty. Some of the data that our clients have is just way too sensitive to be hosted on a public platform, as I mentioned earlier. This could be internal or industry compliance. We've also seen customers whose compliance requirements have changed once they begin their cloud journey. From a cost point of view, simply we're seeing customers that are just not realizing the anticipated benefit if you will, from a public instance. And from a control point of view, clients are expecting the flexibility to manage the type of data that is hosted on these platforms, and they demand the ability to move data across different platforms as and when required. And if the controls to manage this data is not in place, it could really have a significant impact, both on the cost as well as compliance.
Understood. Now, you mentioned a bit earlier that this is not only aimed at large enterprises, that even SMEs can benefit from the GreenLake solution. But maybe take us through it in a little bit more detail, what it entails. I presume if I'm an SME looking to deploy the solution, I'm going to be doing it in a bit of a different way to, say, a large bank or some other large enterprise. Are there prepackaged solutions available for SMEs that that don't require too much complexity in the deployment environment?
And I think this is where the prepackaged, no. In fact, we are looking at a design where that is tailored at specifically for SMEs. However, I think the approach that we enter with customers remain fundamentally critical. And I think this is where our partners or our reseller community have got a lot of value that they can bring to the table. We do have certain bands that we have introduced, but I think I'll allow maybe Quintus maybe to step in here just to talk about the approach within which we follow or they follow in really determining the right fit for customers as well as the providers being SMEs, so to speak.
Yeah, Quintus, please do jump in and maybe also give us a profile of the typical Dimension Data customer that's deploying the HPE GreenLake solution.
Yeah, Duncan, so to tack on from what Sandile said, you know, the GreenLake is a very comprehensive solution, and it's not only aimed at the large enterprise, so you can scale it up from small, sort of from base solutions and then grow it from there. I think first you have to understand the landscape of the client and understand the client's pain points. And you need a combination of appropriate assessments and consultation activities as well as constructive operational feedback. This is vital. To really understand and inform the potential requirement. Only then can it's scalable and one that ultimately delivers the right outcome to the client. So, you know, there's three different examples that I can use. So with GreenLake, we've built solutions for very different requirements, utilizing fit for purpose technology and still providing a simple commercial model. I think that's part of the beauty of the solution. So on the high end, we've built a production, an enterprise grade production facility for an automotive manufacturer, sort of in the medium scale. We've built solutions for an industrial development zone, which is multi-tenanted, where they provide backup as a service, disaster recovery as a service, etc. And then there's a new startup university in South Africa that has a cloud-first approach. And, you know, they've obviously started with some of their Microsoft tenancy in Azure around O365, etc., and now building and looking at a GreenLake environment to run some of their applications in the campus.
Excellent, Quintus. So what are some of the conversations you typically have with clients when they engage you about HPE GreenLake and what it can do for them? Just take us through some examples of conversations that you have with them.
So Duncan, I think it's important to understand that, you know, from our perspective, we have many strategic vendor partners and we have to consider the best of breed and technologies that we need to deliver the appropriate solutions that's best suited to their environment. So in context of automotive manufacturing production, because that's the region that I operate in, and most of our clients in the sector have very specific global standards that they have to adhere to. You know, so there's production applications, et cetera, that have to run very specific technology. And these environments run true 24/7, where the highest levels of availability is paramount and performance is key. You know, in this kind of environment, when you equates to the loss of units in cars that are not being built, and those can stack up quite quickly if one considers that, you know, they roll approximately 550 to 600 cars off the line on a daily basis. So in these particular production environments, HP GreenLake has allowed us to enable increasing dynamic workload placement to optimize on-site performance while meeting their service levels and compliance requirements. So, you know, as a preface, there are many factors to consider. I mean, we spoke earlier about security. Many clients underestimate the requirement for network transformation when deploying cloud solutions, whether that's public or private cloud. So, you know, they have to take this into account. So this is also influenced by the shift to a distributed workforce model. So SD-WAN has emerged as a more cost-effective way to connect to the cloud, but it requires proper architecture, ongoing analysis and management. This is vital. Now to the question of hybrid cloud platform considerations.
Yeah.
So again, best through an example. So in a particular client's environment, they run a massive production environment at scale, and they have a number of applications, and the complexity that they had was in the last year, they had to continue producing a certain model of vehicle while ramping up their planning for a new model that was to be released. And they had to run these in parallel, which obviously creates this massive growth in duplication of application and effort and online ordering and processing, et cetera. And we analyzed their requirements, we consulted with them, and then we established that the correct solution in this particular environment was GreenLake. Now, GreenLake is not, you know, it's not just a particular set of components. There's multitude of different components that you can put together. So we had a conversation about performance. So we went for the all-flash array on the HP 3-bar technology as the storage component. A lot of compute nodes, again, to make sure that we exceed the capacity requirement. So it's also good to note that with a GreenLake footprint, once you've sized the solution, you actually put in more than is required at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And the commercial model actually caters for that. So the client only pays for what they use up to an 80% limit. And once they breach that 80%, they then pay on a consumptive basis only as and when they breach that 80% consumption limit. If they continue to exceed it through planning and they need more capacity, be it CPU performance, you know, capacity from a disk storage perspective, you know, we can simply add nodes or components in the background, you know, as is required. And this happens seamlessly. The second thing is that we had to have real-time replication between two data centers located in the production environment. And it was critical that we didn't lose any data. So not only did we test this before we went live, but this does get tested on a regular basis. And I'm very pleased to say that we've come out shining with very, very good results in return.
Interesting. So Quintus, it does sound like it's quite easy to measure the return on investment you make in the solution. It's quite deliverable. Your costs are quite are manageable and you know them up front.
Yes.
And if you need more capacity, it's available. But you can actually do a lot of planning up front and know what your ROI is going to be.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So this is one of the reasons why the commercial model with GreenLake works so very well. It really helps the client. So, you know, it's a simple commercial model to understand when you start the conversation. Once the solution is deployed, you know exactly on a monthly and quarterly basis what you're in for as a client. And you've got live metering on the environment, which is also very, very helpful. And that helps not only to manage the costs environment, but it also helps you to manage and plan for future growth expectations so that you can actually use, because the pricing model comes with a scale up and scale out, mm-hmm. Model attached to it. So you know exactly where you're standing on a monthly basis. We've tested this model against, you know, standard 3-tier architecture, which is just normally funded through a bank, where the clients own the assets and they, you know, at the end they sit with, you know, with assets that they have to dispose of. And we've tested this in 3 different environments and it's really made sense. It's made sense to the clients that have bought it and certainly yielded very good results for them.
Fascinating. This commercial model, Sandile, sounds very, very attractive. Do you want to expand on it a little bit, exactly how it works? And does it appeal especially to a certain type of business? I'm thinking SMMEs here, or is it a commercial model that appeals across the board?
Duncan, it really appeals across the board is what we're finding. In fact, because we're able to allow customers to only pay for what they use, you find that a broad range of customers are finding it quite attractive. And, you know, if I were to refer to our most recent successes in the market, particularly in the last quarter, we're seeing quite the smaller sort of customers that are really latching onto this platform and they're really enjoying the as a service sort of model and only consuming or paying for what they only consume. So, yeah.
Fascinating. Quintus, I think I've saved the last question for you. If anyone listening to this podcast wants to learn more about how they engage with Dimension Data around the HPE GreenLake solution, how did they go about doing that? And allied to that, what is the engagement model that you follow with clients?
Duncan, so firstly, for clients that are listening to this podcast that are existing clients of Dimension Data, my suggestion is that they simply get in touch with their client manager and set up a conversation with guys from our hybrid IT environment. You know, we've got an intelligent infrastructure go-to-market business unit. And the important part of that is that, you know, the capability that we bring to the conversation is not one-sided, but right across the spectrum of what is required. We've spoken today about security and networking in the data center. So in that case, you know, we follow a cloud adoption framework like we do for any cloud engagement. And then we focus on the particular requirement, whether that be, you know, in the hyperscalers or in this case in my private cloud on premise. And through this process, we basically focus on three key outcomes. The first is plan and design. So our consultative approach identifies technical and business requirements and outcomes, and the discovery of the as-is workloads and technical architectures outlines the current state before the to-be roadmap is presented. This is very important. Laying out the best venues for workloads in terms of where they're going to be and a migration plan on how to move on that transformation journey. The second outcome is to deliver and migrate. So we have a detailed migration plan that outlines a specific governance model and appropriate architecture for hybrid cloud, coupled with a blueprint that helps the clients to accelerate the cloud of their choice. And then finally, we operate and optimize. So this is bundled in our managed service that we provide as Dimension Data. Our blueprints provide best practice based on experience, and we're constantly tweaking this to make sure that we can provide the best possible services to our clients, showcasing innovation in service and commercial constructs. And this is, again, where GreenLake plays a huge role in terms of that innovation and commercial contract space. And then finally, our managed services for hybrid cloud provides fully managed offerings for our clients in the environment, where over time we can provide continuous service improvement and optimization. For clients that are listening to this podcast, that are not clients of Dimension Data currently, they're welcome to visit our website. There's a lot of information available under intelligent infrastructure, and we'd be very happy to talk to them and share some insights.
There we go. Thank you, gentlemen. Lots to mull over there. I think we went through that very quickly. So you might even want to have to listen to this podcast to process all of the information that Sandile and Quintus have shared today. But I just want to lastly thank you both for joining me. Quintus Mulman is head of solutions for the Eastern Cape region at Dimension Data. I believe you're based in PE or Gqeberha, as it's now known. Quintus, is that right?
Yeah, so it's Gqeberha. It's the city of Port Elizabeth. In fact, our office here is home to the Eastern Cape, or the Central South African Business, as it's now called. And we also have offices that we manage and report here based in East London and in Bloemfontein.
Fantastic. And Sandile Dube, who is like me based here in Johannesburg, is with HPE, and his title, which I have written on another piece of paper, let me have a look, is Head of Sales and Channel at HPE. Sandile, Quintus, thank you so much for making the time to talk to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thanks, Sandile.